Blog Talk Radio.
While I was sleeping, Lord, you were working on the mess I made like only I can do. When I start thinking I'm so far from you, I wake up to hear you whisper, that's not true.
Okay.
Good morning, mercy. You call me worthy. Feels like the sun shining on my face. Living's good this side of grace.
Cardinal, and to say welcome back, Ivor.
You are not missing, but your spot was really, really fulfilled.
Thank you.
Yes, dear Heavenly Father, we come this morning. Thank you for this wonderful day you have given us. We pray, Lord, that you will continue to be just exactly so all over the world, especially for the ones who are struggling with health, those who are struggling with ill health, especially our dear friend Dr. Leroy Lashley and his daughter Lisa Murchis Nisbet and her mommy Bobsy Nisbet, Connie Whitley, Ellie Matt, Everett Carter, Oliver Solomon, El Camino Willett, Wentworth Francis, Aubrey Francis, Telbert Francis, Dwayne Francis, Dennis T. Tellman, Joseph Gundrup, Mona Daniels, and Fillmore Hallbright, Lord. Remember our brother Earl Stevens, my dear niece, Jeanette Hughes, Dr. Roger Brown, Linford McKenzie, our dear panelists from the Cricket Show, and Dawn Simon, Lord. We pray for those who have not expressed their concerns, Lord, but who are struggling with ill health. We trust that you may just touch their bodies, heal them from the bottom of their feet to the top of their heads. Lord, remember all the ones present on the show, especially your brother over there in California. And our dear brother, all those who are on the show this morning, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful opportunity. And, Lord, we pray for no interruptions in the show this morning, just that it will go on without any interruption, and pray that we'll have another wonderful show. In your precious name we pray. Amen. Am I heard?
Yes, Liam, you're on. Go ahead, Liam. You're
on.
Oh,
okay. Oh, yes, well, I've completed. I don't know if you didn't hear me in the first instance.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So, you have not heard me. If not, I can do it over again.
Yes, I heard the beginning part, but I think I got distracted.
Oh, okay.
Totally.
Wonderful day.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're gonna instead of having system, since we do not have Sister Barbara this morning. Sister Catherine will bring Sister Barbara in, and maybe she can, kind of enjoy us prayer. How wonderful that vacation was. Come on in, Barbara. You got you. Good morning.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. Okay.
Yeah, we've been, trying to get you in so that you can have that prayer in the stead of Sister Kathleen, who we have not seen this morning. Could you go on in?
Yes. Yes, I can go ahead and pray.
Okay.
Father, how wonderful and glorious you are, dear God. You are awesome. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your gentleness. We thank you for your grace. And indeed, that song that we opened with this morning, we can say, good morning, mercy. You are so merciful. You are so kind. Lord, we love you. We praise you. We thank you for the day that you went to Calvary's cross. And you paid us in debt in full, past, present, and future, that we can have a relationship with you, O God, once we have accepted your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, we pray for the program this morning, that you, dear God, would get all the glory and all the praise. We thank you for all the listening audiences who are out there. Lord, you know each and every one of them individually. You know exactly what they're going through. You know the joys, you know the sorrows, whatever it is. So, Father, we pray that they would continue to trust you through whatever they're going through, in whatever you're going through, and whatever they're about to go in there, Father. Lord, we pray for the host this morning, my husband, Ivor, and we also pray for the co-host, Cardinal. We thank you even for last week, how he did such a great job. And we pray that you continue to encourage them there, Father, to do your work and to do your will. We love you, we praise you, we thank you. And to you today be all the glory and the honor. We pray for those who are incarcerated at this time, dear Father. We pray that you would even visit them at this time. Whoever is listening, help them to know that they have a friend in Jesus. Dear Father, we love you, we praise you, we thank you again, and we commit this program into your hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Part of my, so thank you for that also. So so I will hope it stays this way for the duration. So let's hear from Sister Donna over there in New York. Donna, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Morning,
yes.
From New York.
How are you?
It's a cloudy morning today.
Oh, man, I thought it would have brought sunshine to the whole of the...
Oh, no, you know, New York was messed up yesterday with a lot of rain and flooding.
Wow. Wow. Well, much...
Yes, but thank God we made it through.
Yeah,
yes.
Climate change... The heat is on, but so is the weather, the rain, the rainstorms. I mean, it was coming down in buckets yesterday in New York. I was wondering, you know, how, whether Donna and Mortris and so on would swim out of it, would have to swim out of it. But it's held up this morning, Donna. So you just indicated that it's just
cloudy. I could look outside that it seemed like it has stopped raining. But they said more rain is in the forecast.
How about
the
flooding itself on the streets and underground?
Well,
how
I came last night. I didn't see any flooding, any water on the streets much.
Okay.
Because maybe much has got some mud over there for the pigs and rooting. Much is good morning.
Good morning, and how are you? Welcome back.
Morning,
Cardinal, Donna, Leon. Morning, Lynette.
Good morning.
Morning. Kathleen and Kathleen. Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, Dennis. Short ones, I hope. Well, here in my neck of the woods, we are safe, thanks to Jehovah. We are safe. We had flooding around us, but not in our vicinity. And it's not bad over in my area, so we are very grateful for that. They have more rain in the near future until tomorrow morning, so we still have to be careful. A lot of flushing.
Call Mama Bubsy before we get in trouble with folks not getting up some songs there. So,
Mama Bubsy is still under the weather. She's upbeat, but the walking is still not good. But she's trying her best, and that's all we can ask for, her best.
Okay, very well. Well, folks, you know we're into the inspirational hour. We go up until 10 o'clock. At 10 o'clock, we have sports. We'll have that in brief because the heavyweight comes your way tomorrow from 6 until 9. We'll tell you some more about that. We'll have birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date. Compliment Mr. Audrey Watson. Colonel will bring that to you. Of course, Colonel will come on. And he will hail his special fans. He has a lot of fans. There's some special ones that comes up that he does not dare to miss their names or else get the good. We'll take care of the Antigua care, say around 10:45 or so. And of course, well, at the bottom of the hour here at 9:30, we'll have an inspiration thought for the day. So I surely would have something there for us. And of course, we'll have Sister Barbara would 10 minutes, between 10 minutes and 5 minutes too, we'll say our good portion of the show, which is the inspiration portion. So Sister Kathleen over there, well, we have Kathleen down in St. Croix. She dubbed this her portion, so we're not going to hesitate much longer, bringing some of her favorite tunes. At 11 o'clock, we'll have an open line type where we will, of course, we'll be talking about nice, thank you. And our travels, I don't want to get out of that. But we'll have a couple of panels as well. And you two can be a part of the show. 56999-3693. You push the one, respectful of yourselves and others. And we keep the broadcast standard as a very high standard. So I urge you to get pen and paper, write down what you say, get organized. It's supposed to be them, but if there are questions, try to find a panel. Usually. But in the meantime, tell the phone and make a call because we asked for mercy this morning with Good Morning Mercy. How about if you give a phone call to the higher power?
Central's never busy, always on the line. We could hear from heaven almost any time. It's the royal service, 3-2-1 and dawn. When you get in trouble, give this royal line a call. Tell us what who's worthy or what's our divine. I can see the current moving on the line. Filled by God the Father for his love and dove. We may talk to Jesus on this royal telephone. There will be no charges. Telephone is free. It was built for service, just for you and me. There will be no waiting on this royal line. Telephone to Holy, always answers just in time. Yeah. Telephone to Holy, oh, what's our divine? I can feel the thought of moving on the line. Build a Bible of the Father. Of this line to glory, I'm curling your soul. Storms and trials cannot disconnect the line. Held in constant keeping by the Father's love divine. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, 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 oh, yeah. If you give a little more than you take, and if you try to fix more than you break, if you're the kind who takes the time to help a stranger in the rain, there's a place for people like you. If you stand up for those down on their knees and lend a voice to those who cannot speak, if you shine a little light, give sight to the ones who've lost their way, there's a place for people like you. I've heard up there the streets are made of gold, and when you get there, there's a hand to hold. I believe when your day's down here through, there's a place up there for people like you. If you walk around with your heart on your sleeve, and if you're trying to be the change you wanna see, if you lay down your life for love so someone could be saved, there's a place for people like you. And when you get there, there's a hand to hold. I believe when your day's down here through, there's a place up there for people like you.
Okay, good. Good morning, folks. This morning, I just tried to give you something inspirational. I just thought that I would just refer to the Bible for that. And I will specifically refer to Psalms 46. It goes like this. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we'll not be fear. Though the earth be removed, and the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathens raged, the kingdoms were removed. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolation he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease. Unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathens. I will be exalted on the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us, and the God of Jacob is our refuge. My friends, when you're down and you're out, the answer can be found in the book, the Bible. Some other Psalms that I'd like to refer to you is to Psalms 91 and Psalms 21 and Psalms 23. And, of course, you'll find peace and happiness if you took time to just go through these words. They are very inspirational and can help you through the day. And this is my brief inspiration this morning, Ivor. Back to you.
Yes, thank you, Dan. I apologize for that hiccup. I had two phones here open up, and they just got in the way. But God is good. Thank you, thank you, thank you for that.
Okay.
The hell of the ocean, only to have seen over there in the Virgin Islands, the post, I have to call it post.
He's a frequent flyer. Well,
thank you for that. He's away this morning. I did forget to mention that. But nonetheless, ladies' pools are easy to find men because smaller. Well,
I worship you. You are.
Yes, I worship you. Such a beautiful voice. Well, Mother Jackson, do her again, Mother.
serenity. I needed someone who could take away the emptiness inside. I turn away when friends would tell me I should come to you and surrender all my life. My life was reckless till I obeyed them and find a church that I could go to set me free. It was at the altar I cried, Lord, save me. I felt the burden slowly lifting off my life. Mm-hmm. My life was lost without you. Every time I think I'm better, I get worse. Oh, dear Jesus, I need your help, Lord. Don't you ever turn away and let me fall. Mm-hmm. All I have is only you, Lord. Every friend I look to always let me down. I remember you promised you'd never leave. I'm depending on you, Lord, to hear my call. Oh,
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning again to everybody. I just want to go ahead and give an inspirational quote this morning. And I want to say a pleasant good morning and a special good morning to my darling sweet friend there in Nevis, Tessa. Tessa, I hope you're listening to us this morning. And also your sister Donna. So especially this, I just want to dedicate to you. Thank you for that wonderful time that we had with you there in Nevis. And think it's, you know, together, Tessa. We love you. We enjoyed your company. It was real good fellowship. Okay, so let's get into the word this morning. This is dedicated especially to Donna, your sister. I wanted to know that we continue to have her in our prayers, or for you, and to everybody who is listening, whoever is going through today, here it is to you. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to read from Proverbs chapter 2, verse 1 to 7. My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commandments within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. If you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and seek her as hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord, he gives wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. And today, I just want to encourage everyone today that we can depend upon our Father for wisdom. You know, a growing number of people in our world, you know, sometimes they fall to seek, they fail especially to seek God for his wisdom. Instead, they like strive to satisfy their passions and desires without even regard to their futures and to the consequences of their decisions. But this is a spiritual, dangerous way to live. When we try to live apart from the counsel of God's wisdom, we suffer disillusion, we suffer fear, we go through worry, and we have frustration. You know, our lives, they fall apart when we do not involve the Savior in our decisions. So the wisest approach that we can make today, I want to encourage everyone, is to approach life challenges in seeking God for his plan, his direction, and also his spiritual insight. So you could probably ask me, how could I do that? The next time you face a challenge or whatever challenge that you're going through, whether spiritually, physically, you know, your health, whatever it is, you can go ahead and we can face these challenges through seeking God's wisdom. We seek God's wisdom by doing, you know, these things. You can seek him, and if you want to know his heart or a given issue, when we have a difficult decision, we need to ask him. Let's take some time today to pray. But in our times of prayer, help us not to do like all the talking. It's just like a conversation that we would have with a friend sitting over a table, sitting, you know, just listening to a friend. We have to listen to each other, so we don't need to do all the talking. So we need to listen for God's still voice. We need to listen for his small voice, whispering his words of guidance and encouragement to us. Another thing we can do is that we can meditate on God's word. He gives us insight into his word. He gives us insight into his mind. Yes, we can know the mind of God, and we can know the heart of God by studying scripture and also meditating on its truth. So difficult decisions, they become easier to make when God is the one who's guiding us. So whatever we're going through, whatever we're feeling, if we're feeling discouraged today, if we're feeling downhearted, if we're feeling on top of cloud nine, this is a good time in our lives. People who are going through dark times in our lives, we can at this time just meditate upon God's word. Another thing that we can do also is that we can obey the principles of Scripture. This is so important because God's word is life, life itself. So when we set our hearts on obeying God, He will teach us how to apply His truth in our lives. Then we will know the way of wisdom. Another way that we can do this too is that we can observe the faithfulness of God. Remember, looking back and upon our lives, when we've been going through stuff, I mean, things that were difficult, things that were, I need to know what I should do, where I am on this, we can look back at God's past faithfulness. The Lord, He has never failed to keep a single promise that He has made to us. Because the Bible is full of testimonies that celebrate His goodness and His love to us. And even in our lives are filled and full of God's faithfulness and God's faithfulness to us. So we must go ahead and remember God's faithfulness and that we can celebrate His goodness and His love. So we must learn to claim His promises as we read His word. We can also heed godly counsel. God can use a passage or a trusted Christian friend to help us to see beyond our weaknesses. Don't just hesitate to share your needs and fears with those who love the Lord, but trust God in everything. Trust a friend. Trust a spiritual friend. Look at the lives, the way that they live their lives. And we can associate with wise people. Choose our friends wisely, including God in every relationship, and we will establish a strong, godly base of counselors to support us in our wise decision-making. So because, just to close now, because God loves us, we have no need to worry about the future. So whatever we are going through, we can trust God through it. Before Jeremiah 29:11 said, I knew you before the foundations of the world. He said He formed us. He knows us. So because He loves us so much, we don't have any need to worry about the future. He has a plan, not only for our lives, but for every problem that we may face. So the word of God says, fret not ourselves. Take time today, everyone. I just want to encourage everyone to take time today to renew your trust in God and His ability to provide the wisdom that we need. So today I want to encourage again everyone, trust God. Trust Him through everything. Trust Him through everything, in all things. And I just want to say a happy good day to everyone. God bless him.
Thank you very much. Folks, we're in the ending of our inspirational portion just about now. And the sport's going to be very, 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 very hot this morning because the heavyweight comes in tomorrow from 6 p.m. until 9 o'clock. So we're going to just be really brief because we have, first of all, we're going to use some of this sports time to have a talk with us. So stand by for that.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
live, folks. Sing. We're going to sing. But we you and my for that. We have well, good morning. We would have come to the end of our inspirational portion. You know, we have segment. We one part of the television. But today we have one part over there in the ODI, the World Cup. We take on the Netherlands. Today we're going to, well, we have no results. Come on in, greet your friends, and we'll have a conversation with Tessa, and all of us can have that conversation. And perhaps our Sinkis Nevis experience. Fans are waiting. I think you've muted yourself, Cardinal. Come on in. Where is he? Yeah, the host, Cardinal. Where is Mr. Cardinal? Mr. Mills. Okay, let's try this one down here.
Any Cardinal?
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we have you now.
Hello?
Yes. Yes, we have you now. Yes, sir.
Okay. Because I'm not sure what's going on. But I seem to hear you in a kind of a breakup. I'm not sure if I'm the only one who's hearing that.
Oh, sorry about
anyway,
that.
Yeah, let me say good morning to all the fans, friends, supporters of the Saturday morning entertainment show comes to you from the Caribbean Global Voice. Anyway, Ivor, you
yes.
might think that you're coming back in safely, but, you know, I don't think everybody is too happy with the way you're coming back in, because I just got a script that says, you came back in here as though you were here all the time when you have been charged with neglect. So that's one. That one is waiting in the wings for you. And
thanks for the heads.
I'm not going to tell you who charged that, but I will tell you that there's someone who's coming to your rescue to say, Oh, yeah. He said, oh, you know, he has not had this kind of enjoyment for a long time. So give him a break.
let him be neglectful on his own terms. But it's not everybody has to accept that explanation and are happy with it. Okay, and I have one other person who says that you are also says that you're coming in a kind of breakup. So
I like the word breakup. That's for what you're talking about there.
Okay.
Big voice. I do break dance and all the good stuff. I break.
Okay. But this shouldn't be happening to your phone though. You shouldn't break phone. So, when you break phone, it becomes kind of expensive. So, you know that.
You know this song, this is my life, so you got to be careful with your telephone.
Yes, of course.
Like I say, your special fans are waiting, so.
Anyway.
I got that.
And for something else with this quote, I'm sure Donna feels richly rewarded. Richly rewarded because the Amazon Warriors came through. Donna made the prediction and she gave them a raking across the cold. Donna said, look, you have been coming here year after year after year, and you're coming to the wedding and you're ending up bridesmaids. What's up with that? I wonder if Donna has anything else in her inspirational bag to offer to West Indies cricket so that we can go out rallying again. I have to ask Donna about that because she really raked Amazon Warriors across the coast and tell them they got to do better than that, and then she come back and she say, yeah, they are going to do better than that this time. I think that they are serious. So Donna had them given a good talking to and they came through. So I want to know from Donna if she got anything else in her bag so that she can offer to West Indies cricket. In particular, we would like to rally again with Ivor, but you know, we need something to rally around. Anyway, good morning, fans, friends, and supporters. And let me say good morning to all friends, fans, friends, and supporters, and then to the special fans, the ones who keep us in touch, let us know how well we're doing, how well we're not doing. And they come from New York in particular, up there, Mertris, Ina, Donna, Sharon and Lady Baltinis. They don't let us be home. They want this show to be great, and so do we. So we give them quite a listen. And they're not afraid to give us their time. I'm going to go on over to St. Martin, where I'm going to say good morning to Irma Thompson and my good man Carlos over there in St. Martin, and hoping that they're having a good time. It's quite a bit of heat here in the Caribbean. And I know that, you know, we are accustomed to the heat, but not at this level. You know, it's kind of not getting the mixture that we used to have. But nevertheless, I know that the people in St. Martin, they are going to party and celebrate whatever it is. Good morning, Irma. Good morning, Carlos. I'm going to go on over to St. Kitts. I'm going to say good morning to Lynette over there in St. Kitts. And I'm not sure what the kind of weather. We have not heard from Lynette for the morning, so we're not sure what kind of weather we're having over there. But like I say, whatever it is, I know she's going to come in smiling. I'm going to go over to Nevis, and I'm going to say good morning to Mr. Renford Doerr and his staff there at 2020 Vision Radio, particularly the Carmen Lady C. Griffin. I also want to say good morning to my classmate, for the class 1972, Charleston Secondary School, particular to my good friend and brother, Earl Sergeant. Good morning to you all. I'm going to go across to the UK, where I'm going to say good morning to Omel and Michelle. They're standing by because they love this. And if we don't play them enough calypso, they're going to let us. Good morning, Michelle. Good morning, Omel. We've got your numbers for you. I'm going to come across the channel and I'm going to stop by in Fort Lauderdale and say good morning to Elimat, King Elimat, that is, I'm hoping that the brother is doing well. We want to hear some more of his new fashion music, so we're hoping that he could he pulls to this. He has his challenges, and we are right there with him. Good morning, everybody. I'm going to say good morning to Marva Jones and my favorite celebrity, Tiffany, brother Malik and his sister, Tanaya. Good morning to you. I'm going to go on down to the southwest Miami and say good morning to Jerome Cutner Richardson. He comes to you that way by way of Sandy Point. He might stop by St. Kitts on the way, but, you know, that's for him to tell us. Good morning, Cutner. Give us a story. We are listening out for you. I'm going to go on up to Georgia where I'm going to say good morning to Monique, Yvette, and Barbara. Oh, I forget. Monique is off on vacation again. Monique, you got to stay in one place so that I can know where to send your greeting. Right now, she's off again. Out of Washington into Hampshire. Good morning to you, Monique. Good morning, Yvette. Good morning, Barbara. Hoping that you're having a great time with us. I'm going to go on to over to Melbourne, where I'm going to say good morning to my dear sister, Yvonne. Yvonne gave me her joke of the century earlier today. She says she's been having all these aches and pains, and somebody told her, she discovered that she has this disease called Chinese disease called Y-U-N-G-N-O-M-O, Young No More. Morning, Yvonne. You see, August 6th. Let me say good morning to Kathleen over here in the Virgin Islands. Kathleen, who claims the Inspirational Hour as her favorite part of the show. Hoping that she's still listening, even though the Inspirational Hour is over. Good morning, Kathleen. Good morning to all fans, friends, and supporters. Stick with us, because we still got a great show for you. Good luck to you, Ivan.
Thank you, thank you. Well, like you said, we got that out big, so we're going to mix a little conversation here with Buddy. But first we'll go on to Miss Tessa Howell. She's over there in Nevis. What a wonderful horse. I think Lady has all the blessings in the world coming down on her because all the prayers are going up. They'll wait for her sister this morning. Sister Donna. Good morning, Tessa. Good morning. Can I say Miss Nevis? Miss Tessa Howell, good morning.
I mean, you're still coming in, kind of break up.
I don't know why.
What's the number? What's the number?
The 810 number.
Okay, okay, she's in. Good morning.
Are you hearing me?
Oh, we're hearing
now
you.
Now we are.
Okay, sorry about that. Sorry about that. Good morning. No, you can't say Miss Nevis. I'm just Miss Tessa. Miss Nevis is a powerful position, a heavy load to carry. But good morning to everyone online, those who are listening. Iva, it was such a pleasure seeing you after all those years and spending time with
you. Say that part again. Hold on, Tessa. Say that part again. The last part.
What last part?
The last few words.
I don't remember. Remind me, what I say?
Iva, it's so good seeing you. And then the last few words. After
so many years.
Okay.
After all those years.
That's what I was talking about.
Nana, don't follow Cardinal. You can follow Tessa a little bit, but don't
Cardinal is a troublemaker, you know. I think
so happy you're here, Tessa. you know who can confirm he's a troublemaker? Barbara. Barbara, confirm with Tessa, please, that Cardinal is a troublemaker. He's
My dear sister would never say anything like that about me.
That's right.
So don't even jug her into this.
She'll make be a troublemaker.
And, I think, am I hearing Donna on the line?
Yes.
Yes, you are.
Hey, Donna, my other classmate. How are you doing there?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. I am good. I missed you in the mix the other day. I had Iva,
yes.
I had Aaron, I had Vita, and we had such a good time. And it's good to hear you guys' voice.
Yes.
It's a wonderful time to be alive. You get to make it special. Just grab every moment of every second of every day and make it the best day ever today and the best weekend ever. We're having rain down here, and Iva, I told you to take the heat with you, but you didn't take it. Oh my goodness, it is just too hot.
I think it's the hot part, the stream. It's getting hotter, and
you know what? I was there this morning, and I thought, I cannot go to that hot bath and survive the heat I have to deal with when I come out the hot bath. It's just too hot.
It was meeting for about.
Wake him up.
And said, Ivy, you've been too long, boy. You've gotten really dark.
You did. The first day I saw you, you were light. You looked like a white boy.
Scotland should have been here.
We got in the hot water spring, loved it. We went there every morning. It was really good.
Tess, how are you doing?
I have found a newfound friend. Thank you, Iva. What a beautiful.
Was that newfound friend or long lost friend?
No, a newfound friend, Cardinal.
Oh, you're talking about Barbara now.
Talking about Barbara.
Okay. You're not talking about pretty girls.
And I have found a beautiful friend too, in Tessa. Beautiful, sweet person. Had a nice time out with her. It was so good. I'll never forget sunshine. That area. Oh, that
morning, morning. How are you doing?
Delicious.
I'm heading out. Okay.
You can't come to Nevis without going to Sunshine. It's the most beautiful
place.
Oh,
yes. Oh, yes. The food, it was just wonderful. Mm-hmm. And he himself is a real nice person, too. So anyone listening going to Nevis, oh, my God, that's the place to go right there.
Yes. Yes, he's been in it for a long time. He's worked hard, and he deserves all the recognition. He was just recognized in a special thing across the Caribbean. I can't remember specifically what they called it, but he was just given a special recognition, and he deserves every bit of it. He's a hard-working guy. He has worked hard for a very long time.
Absolutely. It's how he makes you feel when you go there, too. You know, not just sitting, but he goes to, I look at him going to every table and just shaking everybody's hand. It was so nice. And welcoming them, you know, chit-chatting and stuff.
Yes. Sunshine, when you go there, the food is good. But whether the food is good or not, there is a feeling about the ambiance at Sunshine that you just
absolutely.
Like. Enjoy.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I can attest to that. They were so good.
So, what's back in Atlanta? I just want to say good morning. I don't know if they're listening to all of my cousins in Atlanta, Judy Paris, Janet Paris, her beautiful daughter that just got married, her son, and I have a nephew, Jerome. If you're listening, good morning, and your two lovely daughters. I've got to get to Atlanta soon.
Oh,
so
we're waiting to...
From us, Tessa. So we are looking out to seeing you.
Okay. All right.
Yes, indeed. So, kind of, we're gonna mix the conversation with the birthdays because we need to get that out of the way.
as well. So for having birthday groceries, call it
okay.
And to let's go ahead and take care of the birthdays. We'll get back to this conversation. So Tessa, don't go, not to go, anyplace. So we still have some information to get out of the 40th independence and why they did not give the NITO to Mr. El Camino with it. We have to have a conversation. We know why he should get it.
But you know what you're dealing with. You're dealing with people who are stubborn, and if the original idea didn't come from them, they don't want to be a part of it. That's the problem.
Oh.
Stubborn people, and it's all about politics and all of that. Give the man his due. Johnny Howell is rolling in his grave, watching them how they've treated El Camino.
But we'll get back to that right after.
Yes.
Hey, Cardinal, come on in.
Okay. Good morning. Good morning, fans, friends, and supporters. Here are the birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes for today. September 30th, the last day of September in the year 2023. It is the 278th day, 23rd day of that year. Now, out of Jamaica, we have Akira Peters out of Barbados. Sorry, let me start again. Out of Jamaica, Alan Ray. Out of Barbados, Akira Peters. Out of Jamaica, Verdania Smith, umpire. Out of Australia, Ernie Jones, Paul Sheehan, Daryl Heer, an umpire. Out of Sri Lanka, Pravin Jewakarama, Pascal Handy, and Dilanka. Out of India, Sanjakant Pandit, Mona Mishram. Out of England, Ian Ward, Jolie. Out of South Africa, James Middleton. Out of New Zealand, Martin Gupta. Out of Papua New Guinea, Kabua Vaji Morea. Out of Norway, Junaid Hussein. Out of Greece, Skirulon Kwangdos. Out of Italy, Nicholas Anthony Maloa. Out of Uganda, Dushilit Mohamza. It is the birthday of Buddy Rich, an American jazz musician and band leader. Actress Angie Dickinson. She's 92. I didn't even realize that she was still alive. Soul and gospel singer Sissy Houston, the mother of Whitney Houston. She's 90. Johnny Mathis, an American jazz and pop singer. He's 88. We got the last generation of the octogenarians and nonagenarians passing by. Okay, Frankie Lyman, pop musician and an American pop singer. Remember that song, Why Do Fools Fall in Love? That's Frankie Lyman. Bondi Curtis Hall, an American actor. He acted in the play Romeo and Juliet. He's now 73. Actress Fran Drescher is 66. General Butt Naked Evangelical preacher known for his actions during the first Liberian Civil War. He's 52. Martina Hingis, the Swiss tennis player. She holds 5 Grand Slam titles. You won't believe she's up there, right up there with the thing. Remember, she was a competitor with the Williams sisters. So she's in her 40s now. She's 43. T-Pain, American rapper. Max Verstappen, Belgium and Dutch auto racer and world championship driver. He's 26. In 1659, Peter Stuyvesant of New Netherlands forbids playing tennis during religious services. In 1787, the first U.S. voyage around the world, this Boston, okay, yeah, the first U.S. voyage around the world, this Boston. In 1862, Minister President of Prussia, Otto von Bismarck, delivered his famous Blood and Iron speech on the unification of German territories. In 1864, 13 black soldiers, among the first black soldiers to be honored with the U.S. Medal of Honor for leading charges against the Confederate fortifications during the Battle of New Market Heights, Virginia. In 1898, the city of New York was established. In 1927, American baseball player Babe Ruth is the first to hit 60 home runs in a single season. That record was broken in 1961 when Roger Maris hit 63. In 1935, the Boulder Dam, also known as the Hoover Dam, astride the border of Arizona and Nevada, is dedicated by U.S. President Franklin D. Roosevelt. In 1941, approximately 33,771 Jews were shot to death or buried alive at Babi Yar Ravine near Kiev, Ukraine, by Nazi troops over a two-day period. In 1946, 22 Nazi leaders are found guilty of war crimes and sentenced to death or prison at the Nuremberg trials. In 1947, in the first televised World Series baseball game, the New York Yankees beat the Brooklyn Dodgers 5-3 in game one at Yankee Stadium, also the largest World Series to date, 73,365. In 1955, American actor and cultural icon James Dean is killed in a car crash at the age of 24. In 1962, U.S. President John F. Kennedy sent 3,000 federal troops to the University of Mississippi to quell riots that were raised when, what's his name, James Meredith was finally admitted to the University of Mississippi. In 1962, Mexican-American labor leader Cesar Chavez founded the United Farm Workers Union. In 1968, the first Boeing 747 rolled out of production. In 1971, Ian Paisley and Desmond Bowl launched the Ulster Democratic Unionist Party in Northern Ireland. Later, he becomes their first prime minister. In 1980, Ian rejects a truce call from Iraqi President Saddam Hussein. In 1991, Jerry Springer's tabloid talk show, Jerry Springer, debuts on TV, syndicated show. In 1993, U.S. Army General Colin Powell retires at the age of 56. Also in 1993, a 6.4 earthquake at Lachore, India, killed 28,000 people. In 1997, John Howard's Australian government initiated a gun buyback scheme, which ends in more than 640,000 firearms being acquired. In 2002, in defiance of international law, Vladimir Putin announces Russia's illegal annexation of four Ukrainian provinces, despite Russia occupying only a part of each region. In 2005, the Danish newspaper Jyllands-Posten printed a satiric cartoon of Muslim prophet Muhammad provoking violent protests by Muslims worldwide. All those are events happening on September 30th, this day. Those are your birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes for today, September 30th, 2020. Back to you, Eva.
You're one important person, and I'm celebrating
song
My birthday was in September, but it's going for the rest of the year. You didn't mention
it's going for the rest of the year. You do better than Iva. Iva celebrates his birthday for the rest of the month, which is July. But that wasn't satisfactory for him, so he stepped over into September to celebrate something else. What was he celebrating? I know Barbara was celebrating an anniversary in September. I don't know what Iva was celebrating, but he's celebrating something in September as well. But you do what I'm saying. You can celebrate for the rest of the year. Okay, we're going to say that to you. Happy birthday, Tessa.
Thank you.
Well, because nobody wants Cardinal. Cardinal. My anniversary in September.
That's not true. No, your friend right here for you. Don't worry about that. Your friend right here for you, Cardinal.
Okay. You see that? I don't even have to defend myself against this guy. He's somewhere out there. Don't say anything else, Iva, because then you're going to make all my defenses come out of the woodwork, and I wouldn't have to say a word. Okay? So, you ahead right now. And so again, happy birthday, Tessa. You do one up on Iva. Celebrate for the rest of the year. There you go.
Happy birthday, Tessa.
I give you permission to celebrate for the rest of the year. Don't take on card now.
God help you to live to see many, many more and continue to be that sweet person that you are and continue to grow in Christ.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Bob, no, you know what Tessa is so sweet?
Why?
You said, but good question. You don't know, so I'll tell you. She grew up in Kane. You ever heard about Kane Garden? Sweet,
no.
Sweet truth. Cane Garden. It was all cane over there. That's all she had. Cane. Sugar cane.
You know, there's a little saying that look at sugar cane. You could crush it, you could squeeze it, you could do whatever you could do. But in the end, it's still sweet. So that's it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Yes, sir. So we can continue because I need to know. I went to Nevis for reasons. Larry Franklin had his 95th birthday on September 15th. We did celebrate. But I also had it. The time has come. It was right. 40th year of independence. It's 70th birthday. And I'm like, what better time to give this guy a knighthood? Would have been the first for King Charles. He can still be the first, I hope. But I'm like, why is only politicians that would have done well on Nevis? And I had the conversation on air. People looking at West Indies, that's an afterthought. Willie would have done enough in Nevis and St. Kitts. From a look at him, and he last played competitive cricket, I think, in 1989. This guy started as a little football representing Nevis and carried the mantle all the way up until he represented West Indies, shattered the glass ceiling. So I'm saying, I'm not even to the West Indies because the politicians, five of them, would have their acknowledgement from what they would have done in St. Kitts and Nevis as politicians. By asking people to vote for them, and then they go and do their work, whatever they do, and they said, you did enough to be recognized. I'm saying Willis would have done enough in Nevis and think be recognized as a sports icon. So I'm still searching for that answer. Why?
I don't understand it. there's a man that put Nevis on the map in sports. Mm-hmm. And they had a museum for him downtown. I think it is still there. But they have not recognized Willett in a way that he should be recognized. And you know what? I am one of those who thinks that his bust should be put at the gate of Grove Park. I'm not even sure I just see still sign there when you pass. You see nothing that tells you anything about Willett. And it needs to be upgraded. Quite frankly, maybe it's a good thing his name not on there because the park is in a mess.
That's true. Okay. I've seen that too. I'm like...
He should be given his dues. I was not around Cincus Nevis when Independence started, so there are a lot of things that I'm still trying to understand, and I agree with you. I'm not sure why it's only about politicians. There's so many other people in Nevis who have done some great things for Nevis and by the Federation, and they have not been recognized. When will that change? When will that stop?
Professor, let me ask you a question. I have more than one question. What, in your mind, that recognition should look like?
He should be given the recognition of Sir Alcamita Willett. His proper bust should be placed at the Alcamita Park and by extension upgrade the park so we have something to be proud of when we look at it. He should be on a stamp. And among other things, I think he should be given a stipend each month financially for what he has brought to Nevis. Those are just some of the things that I've thought about. Have we used them in the school? How many times has he been invited to the school to talk to the young children in the schools, encouraging them and helping them to understand what it is that it takes for you to be the highlight of your country. We have a lot of young people here, and we don't recognize them. I, quite frankly, sometimes I wonder to myself, what are these children, what's their inspiration? Because they're not given much, and we need to change that. We need to change that. Charlestown,
okay.
Named after him in Charlestown. You know, those are just some of the things that I think that should happen. When will that happen? Will we ever see it happen? I don't know, because the mindset of the people that lead us sometimes is what ruins us.
I can tell you right
what,
now.
What would you say is the greatest? You have suggestions. I'm sure quite a few people have some other suggestions that can be convalesced into I should say a memorial honoring the young man. What do you think is the greatest obstacle to that happening? You're on the ground. Your ears are there in Nevis. You're hearing the comments, if any. What is it that you think is the greatest obstacle for that happening?
Yeah, she started answering the question when she said, the powers that be at this time is one of the powers that be at this time on Nevis.
I'm sorry, I had my mute on when I was speaking. Politics is what is stopping it. It's politics. And we need to stop playing that silly game and move beyond that. We're bigger than that. And we need to move beyond the foolishness. People have sacrificed, they have done their best, and they should be given the just dues. You know how many times I go to funerals and I hear people say all these wonderful grand things about the person in the box when they can't hear it?
Okay, we're losing. I'm losing Tessa in and out a bit.
I often wonder. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I often wonder if those people ever heard any of the things that we're saying about them because they later.
Mm.
It's a show. It's a show.
Yeah, you're going soft, Tessa. I'm losing. I'm losing her volume.
Are you hearing me?
No, I can. Yes.
Okay. There's something happening down here with the internet, and I keep wondering if the powers that be know what's happening to fix it, because the internet recently, the connection has been terrible, very, very terrible. Anyway, guys, we can sit here all morning and talk and talk and talk, and a lot of what we've said has been said before. Will we ever see it happening? I'm afraid, I don't want to sound negative, but I'm afraid we may never see it happening. And the visions need to speak up. The visions need to speak up. We need to, I think I've heard of a petition going around. I've never seen it. But we need to speak up and ask our leaders. We put them in there. So let's tell them what we want.
Yep. And the Willis worked for 38 years. And in the end, they still booted him out of there, working, like you said, with these kids, sports, not just even cricket, you know. And I personally believe that Bon Camper kept Willis in boys' school, didn't go on to high school because of cricket. I remember there was a rival school playing with cricket, and Bon Camper in the boys, they used to be the champs until when we beat them on a return from New York. But let's hold this thought here, because I know Lian is standing by here, and Colonel, you're going to begin it here with what's happening here. And some people thank us and hunger, but we have two beautiful souls that volunteered helping over there in Antigua and Barbuda and around the world. So Colonel introduced them, and Lian would come on and finish.
Yeah, it's no secret, but the dire circumstances around the world in recent years, in particularly, have become extensively worse, frighteningly worse, if I should say that. And we are looking forward to it becoming better. But nobody has worked harder and more dedicated to their own charity than the two young ladies of Antigua and Barbuda Care, who are attempting to begin their quest for a better world right there in their homeland of Antigua and Barbuda. Debbie and Dawn started their charity, and we are here to give them our support because they have been very dedicated to their cause. Selflessly, they have worked tirelessly to bring some sort of reassurance to people in Antigua and Barbuda who find themselves in destitute circumstances. But they can't do it on their own. So they're asking for the assistance, the help of our listeners to offer whatever it is that they can. Food, clothes, books, school books, school bags, anything that would help people in destitute circumstances. And you can also add some cash as well. That would be recognized. So, all our listeners out there, we would like to ask you to extend your generosity to the efforts of Dawn and Debbie of Antigua Care as they move forward to do what they think is best as where they can begin in trying to heal the world.
Then they might want to top that off to say, for sure, the people over here, not solely dependent on the government, but people like Dawn.
Leon,
yeah, I'm here. I'm okay. Here. Are
yes,
you hearing
come on
me?
In,
yeah. Okay. Yeah, good morning once again. I just want to say that at this present time, Dawn and Debbie are not able to make a presentation per se, but, you know, the effort that they have started will continue shortly. They say they will be back shortly to make their presence felt. And we want to ask all the wonderful listeners who are listening to this show this morning to continue to provide assistance wherever they can. If you need to get in touch with them, you can give the message to Ivor at his studio and he'll get that on to them. But they are grateful for whatever was given in the past, and we just continue to ask for assistance in providing for the needy in Antigua. Badly in need of funds in some places, and we are indeed grateful for what has been done in the past. And we just want to pray for Dawn in particular. She's not in the best of health, but she is recovering. And Debbie, she has changed her occupation, so it takes some time before she can come off and do these things on Saturdays. So we are grateful for everything, and Antiguans are also grateful for the assistance that were given in the past. And we just pray that the show will continue and their project that they started so faithfully will continue to prosper. And thank you, Ivor, for making this popularized. They are asking for gifts and whatever fans can give. And I'm sure in the near future, hear their voices once more. Thanks. Cheer, everyone.
Music has been revived. When I hear the pipe,
way you kiss me at noontime.
Oh, yes,
I love the way you kiss me in the evening.
Oh, yes,
I love the way you kiss me at bedtime.
Oh, yes,
baby, I love you now and I love you forever.
Ooh,
honey, no other man can love you no better.
Ooh,
darling, I pray you say that you always remain mine.
Ooh,
and we'll be together, girl, for the rest of our lifetime.
Married because he has too many to choose from, and I hope my phone didn't there, yeah, or the microphone didn't break up there when I said that. So it's not that nobody wants. Is that choose from? Okay, don't like him, folks. We have not heard from Phil nor Lynette this morning. I think they're playing hooky again. They are playing hooky. Last week, they won until nighttime. It's a no-show this morning. So, Tessa, stay with us. Cardinal has got a commentary for us. We're going to go down the hill, and up the hill. So, we still have some time. So, Tessa told me, I come as I please. And a little commentary.
Yes.
Something called freedom. Something very special called freedom. Cardinal,
freedom. Okay.
Where do you want to stay? Don't study either.
Okay.
If it's because
there you go.
That's a different story.
That's a, you know the saying, right?
What?
When we're growing up, you always say, "Mommy, oh, tell them about their big before they tell about yours."
Okay.
I tell you before you tell me about mine.
That's why you notice I already told him. I already warned him to quit while he was ahead. He's still venturing in the deep, man. And then I'm the one who's going to have to throw him a lifeline, you know.
You
forget that.
Ivor's not going to. You know Ivor's not one to quit.
Okay.
He's not one to quit, huh?
No. You don't know Ivor very well, then, if you know that Ivor's not one
to quit. You think I don't know him very well, huh? That's why I try my lifeline. That's why I have my lifeline ready. That's why I warned him to quit while he was ahead. Now, look, you see how he put himself in trouble? He already had you on his side. Now he gone and jeopardized that by opening his mouth.
No. Cesar, you hear?
Detrimental to his own cause.
Let me show you.
I don't even realize it.
Colonel, hold on. You're not going to fool Tessa with this one. Yes.
Okay.
Tessa, he's showing me a lifeline. But guess what? I am 15 feet away, and he's showing me a lifeline, which is only 10 feet.
Look, don't worry. Dana got the rest of the rope, but Dana ain't here.
No. You see, that's the problem. He's pretending to show me a rope, but he's not showing the rope 15 feet.
You keep crafting your own trap. You know, most people that your mind, look, you get yourself into that, you got to get yourself out. But me and Dan are going to still be here to rescue you. Go ahead. Now, I already warn you not to say anything else because you are ahead. Quit. Okay. You're not listening. You're too hard. Ask Mochis about that.
You see, I don't know about hard. Mochis always say, my head hard. Have a hard head.
And you got plug in your ears.
No. David said my ear is longer than the other. That's what he said about the ears.
Right. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Anyway.
Let's hear your comment this morning.
Let me talk about... We've been talking about climatic changes, wars, rising costs, food security, and whatever the commentary has been, whatever international expression was made to comment on the destitution of people around the world, our own Caribbean First Lady, Ms. Mia Mottley, has always been there to deliver her perspective on it. And she does it well. Now, she's done it again. She has delivered it to the UN, speaking with the courage that seems to have become depleted in the character of all Caribbean leaders. She lets the powerful nations of the world know that they have a responsibility to clean up the mess they created in the form of underdeveloped and undeveloped countries in the world struggling to actualize themselves and sustain themselves. You don't remember that they told us that the UN was created to maintain peace, security, and stability in the world. But given the circumstances created out of world affairs, we would want to ask, Did the UN fulfill the promise of its stated objective? Now, our own First Lady, as I call her, of the Caribbean, Mia Mottley, because I really don't see any other leader in the Caribbean who stands up with the character, with the poise, with the direct expression that she does, the unafraid, you know, she kind of reminds you of leaders that we read about in our history, the Marcus Garveys, the Buddhos, the triumphs of our quest for liberation and independence. Mia Motley has that character. I would like to see a few other leaders of the Caribbean take that step and join her. Join her on the stage at the UN. Reinforce what she says and let them know that out of the Caribbean, we speak with one voice. But we don't. Mia Motley is the voice that the Caribbean needs right now. I don't know if we deserve it, but we do need it. Now, what is the cause of the UN's failure? And I would suggest, because the powerful countries of the world also are the graver stakeholders in the UN, it could not fulfill its objectives, because these so-called powerful countries have made their life, their entire existence, out of war. So how could they maintain the peace? They have created a mess, a real destitution all around the world in order to secure their political and economic institutions. And they don't seem to be ready to give up on it anytime soon. We have climatic conditions, and they're not willing to say, we've got to do our part in changing these conditions that threaten all of us. They seem to have been dedicated to the idea, if we go down, we are going to go down rich. We are going to go down wealthy. We are going to go down powerful, even though the threat is directed at all of us. Now, we can't just sit by idly. We've got to join the voice of Mia Motley. How do we do that? Can we demand that from our leaders? I'm not sure. But only choice if we are to survive. It seems to me, and I would ask, are her words falling on deaf ears in the UN? Should we, as developing countries, use a different approach to development? Should we say, to hell with the UN, and create our own organization for development in the future? Well, I'd like the rest of you to come on in. Tell us what you think. Join this conversation. And, you know, we'll always be glad to hear from you and entertain your viewpoint. Those are my thoughts. What are yours?
Yeah, well, thank you for that. And as you said, Mayor Motley, I wish I can say, well, I know she has guts, but it always comes down when you say, boy, you have a lot of balls. Well, can I say she has a lot of guts and balls to take on the big powers that be in the world, to stand up before them and speak from the heart, and to tell them to fix. I like that lady. I think she's a powerful lady. Where you really even more respected her. That lady won all the seats, her party, and employed opposition, which wasn't even required by the Constitution. She said, no, I need some opposition in here. I'm going to appoint opposition to oppose me, to make the government stronger. Other leaders in other parts of the world are trying to tell elected members, we don't need opposition. We don't need a leader of the opposition. We don't anything to dwarf. We have some leaders in the Caribbean. that's doing that. And I know of one leader who was guest speaker to Mayor Motley during a campaign, but it definitely not taking a page out of her book. That person will remain nameless. Len, in comment, Tessa, you can feel free to come in on this as well, on Cardinal's comment.
What can I say? The strength of a woman. Mayor Motley is the epitome of women's strength. She stands up for what she firmly believes in, and she's not afraid to give her own personal opinion. I say all power to her. She's brought a great change across the Caribbean.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Anything from you, Liam?
Look out for sale. I'm not in a position to do much. I'm on the road,
okay,
per se. I'm in my shed, really, doing some work. Are you listening? Phil should be on. Tell him wanted to call and you ask him for a number, whatever. So give him.
Okay. I'll wait for his number. I'll look to see when he calls. He's
okay.
Not here yet. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's how you put it. Quite rightly, strength of a woman. I don't know. I'll give a little piece of this, though. Luciana, I'll give you a chance.
Give me faith, oh Jah, I pray, oh Lord, to face another day.
trying to live out of the light, but I wouldn't be so wise. And so I promise to serve thee all my heart, and I'm begging thee mercy. Lord, give me strength
for you. Phil, good morning. Thanks for calling
good
in.
Good morning, sir. I wish to say that I support Maya Markley tooth and nail. She is an example of what a prime minister should be. Huh?
Yes.
Forthright, not mincing matters, saying exactly what she believes. She's in touch with the Barbados community. And she's in touch with the world, and she knows what the West Indies should do now that they discovered Africa. Huh? Travel to Africa more instead of traveling to England, the Northeast. Okay? That's what I have to say.
Very well said, Phil. Yes. I noticed you might just bring Lynette out of the woodwork. We haven't seen her for the morning. She always waiting. She's one of them that have you waiting at the altar.
that would be tragic.
She can you tell her to meet her at the altar in her white dress so she can come in?
Yes.
What? Yeah. She forgive me. I forgive her before she asked.
Yes. Canal, it's your comment that we commented on, so you need to address Phil and Tessa. Tessa said it's tricky.
Yeah, well,
the woman.
The thing is that this at this stage in the Caribbean, this is a beautiful moment to start again talking about actually building a Caribbean community. That has not been attempted since the West Indian Federation. And now we have CARICOM and ours, but CARICOM is a community only by name, not in character. And right now, I think, is our next best opportunity to actually create a Caribbean community around the leadership of Prime Minister Mia Motley, because I think from what I've seen of her, I've seen her at the Organization of African States, I've seen her at several occasions addressing the General Assembly for the UN on several different occasions, and she is not hesitating to pull any punches. I've seen her speak to journalists. I've seen her speak to royalty. And she has not stopped to say, you are the people who are responsible for the disorder in the world today. Fix it.
Yeah.
And don't look at us to fix it. This is a moment when the Caribbean, the leaders of the Caribbean, can rally around Mia Motley as a Caribbean leader, and recreate what was attempted back in 1962 in the form of the West Indian Federation. Now, back then, we had, you know, really highly intellectual people at the helm. We had people like Robert Bradshaw, Eric Williams, Errol Barrow, and all that. But we can learn from the mistakes of the past. What we had then was a passion for Caribbean unity.
Yeah.
But I think it was undermined by a kind of loyalty to our colonial masters. Somewhere in there was that loyalty. We should learn from that. What we have now is an entire investment in loyalty to Europe in the Caribbean. You've got a bunch of Caribbean leaders who want to be big fishes in a small pond. They have no concern. Their disposition is that of arriving at a point of aristocracy, much in the image of royalty. They have no concern for the unification of the Caribbean, which will bring Caribbean people out of the mess that we are in. And in addition to that, we can look at what is happening in Africa right now. And a definite and concise effort to revoke, to completely revoke Western culture. If we as a people of the Caribbean could reconnect with our African identity, our African people, and this is what Kwame Nkrumah started back in 1967. Up to this day, when the Organization of African Unity was first convened, they were saying, look, wherever you are as an African person, you have a home in Africa. And you don't have to come home. You don't have to identify which nation, which tribe, which village your ancestors come from. You're welcome in Africa. You are an African. Up to this day, Ghana still has a program. You travel to Ghana, and they give you land to start out with. You repatriate to Ghana, and you give them land to start with. They still have that program in place, put in place by the legendary Kwame Nkrumah. So this is an opportunity. African countries, I mean, there's still hiccups within this, okay? But we look at what was happening in Burkina Faso and what they're saying. We want the French over here. We want you to take out your armies, take out your spies, stop financing terrorism in Africa to make your presence valid. Okay? We want, that's what we want. We want to get completely control of you. Mali, Burkina Faso, Gabon, and all those former French countries. I should say French colonies. Territories that were controlled by the French. They said they want the French completely out. Remember what Eric Williams did when he became Prime Minister of Trinidad for the first time? He told them, take up your base and go. These oil, is, you know, these resources here, these resources belong to Trinidadian people and Caribbean people. Okay? We want you out of here. Okay? So, here we have an adverse situation in Jamaica. Jamaica did not do the same thing. And you see where they end up today. The unfortunate thing is that's happening in Trinidad right now is that you had more people. You have too many people in power in Trinidad who aspire to aristocracy. And that is what has defeated Trinidad. So the movement towards liberation and independence was compromised. Same as what happened in St. Kitts Nevis. St. Kitts Nevis has one of the oldest labor movements in the world, where the working people were supposed to be controlling the resources because they did the work to produce those resources. But the principles of labor have been compromised. And so even though we have something called a labor party, is not committed to the principles of labor. I think the only two labor movements that are older than the Simkis Nevis labor movement is the Guyanese labor movement and the St. Croix labor movement. So this, where it seems that our African brothers and sisters are waking up to the realization of the need to completely revoke European socioculture and all its prescriptions and institutions, it seems that this is a moment, this is the opportune moment for our leaders and our people in the Caribbean to do this same thing and begin to chart our course towards development, towards liberation, towards independence. Because, you know, those of you who know me would always hear me, would always know that I've always said, I am not ready to celebrate independence with any country in the Caribbean except for Cuba. And I mean that. I would never celebrate independence of any Caribbean country except the Republic of Cuba. Not even Barbados. In as much as I think that Mia Mottley is moving in the right direction. Because what? I don't know what's going to happen when she goes. We might fall back in the same loyalty to our British overseers. That's a possibility. But for now, I think this is what, this, we have the greatest opportunity to recreate the Caribbean community, Mia Mottley as its leader. Give her an opportunity to lay the foundation for our future so that whoever deputizes her would carry on that work. I'm hoping that this will happen. That's my thought.
All right. Well, we have the 40th year of independence. I think it just celebrated. And Barbara would have taken some pictures right under the sign of the 40th. But Mertrice is calling for her workout, so let's go ahead and satisfy Mertrice.
Baby, oh yes, I really, really want your loving. I really, really, really need your loving. Humble. Yeah, I want the love I can feel, and I've got a loving. Oh, I think it's real. I don't wanna be going by something I heard. Cause baby, action speaks louder than words. Oh, I want a love that is mine. Cause when it rains, there is sun, sunshine. A love to keep me warm when it's cold. And that kind of loving that would never go. I love you like a first, but you never.
How will you tell me if you love us? Woman, I love you like a vegetable. How will you tell me if you love us? Because I love you, John, and me love you, September. Open up every baby, don't gonna October, and don't gonna March. Don't mean November, don't mean a year, bring right back to December. Because then the time, you know, for winter, the time is cold, and the need a lover come if you come with your girl. Come closer, so when you're up with it, you owe me little time. You want me fresh with the pebble. So tell me if you love us, the rebel. I love you like a fresh with the pebble. So tell me if you love us.
Of a queen,
of a queen.
So
what a natural beauty. No need no makeup to be a cutie. She's a queen, so supreme. And when they ask what the good a man is made of, she's not afraid or ashamed of who she be. She's royal, yeah, so royal, man. I want her in my life. Into your beautiful eyes,
my queen, my queen, ooh yeah, my queen, ooh yeah, my queen.
Knowing and I know the king and queen from same time. My heart never leave your side. Just stick with me through the trial time. Hey, she say that she no mind. Cause I say no good man is hard to find. And she can't know about that China line. That's why she have no ties at this time. No, I know every man may try, but she needs to be more than a wine and dine. Because she's royal, yeah, so royal, man. I want her in my life. No makeup to be a cutie. She's a queen. She's a queen. And when they ask what a good woman's made of, she's not afraid or ashamed of who she is. She's royal, yeah, so royal, man. I want her in my life. I never knew anyone so one of a kind until the night when I seen your eyes.
Technique acquired over the years, you know,
yes.
You have to practice scales and arpeggios. That is what music is made about. And if you don't know that, you can't play like me.
Right.
You see, I think that in Antigua, we never studied, had technical understanding. That's what Dr. Rock and I decided. The people don't have technical understanding, so they're playing from the haymen. I mean, simple tune. Well, if you want to get up to play Bach and Schumann and Rachmaninoff, you have to do your scales and arpeggios. You have to get the Hanan and the the Philip Isidore. You have to practice from Isidore Philip. Get somebody to supervise the playing. And play them accurately. Huh?
Hello?
Yeah. So, it's more to it than meets the eye.
Yes.
Yes, our technique. Technique is important in any art form. That's what Michael Manley said. Art, dance, music, drama. I went to Jamaica Music School, you know. I spent 2 years there. Yeah.
Yes.
And Michael Manley spoke at the opening of the Cultural Training Center.
Yes.
He agreed and Ciara that only thing they agreed upon was forming the Cultural Training Center. It's now called the Edna Manley School for the Performing Arts. A brilliant sculptorist. She is. She drew a sculpting of Norman Washington Manley. It's in the Cultural Arts Center near the university. And it's exactly how Dr. Norman Mandy, Washington Mandy looked. His wife obviously was devoted to him, and he died before she. I think she's still alive. I hope she's still alive. Yeah? She had talent with the young people so that they can draw sculpt art like Mrs. Mandy. And they deserve to name that Edna Mandy for the school, the performing arts, because she's a brilliant sculptor.
All right. Well, folks, we're rolling up the hill on towards 12 o'clock when we would be ending this show. Stock call coming in there. Was that David Frank 743? I want to think so, you know. Okay. The call is dropped anyway. So, yeah, we're going to begin to wind down here now. Where is... We still have Liam with us. Liam? Anything in particular for
tomorrow's show? Yeah, Iva, before you go, are you hearing me?
Yes. Yeah.
I just wanted to ask a question. Are you hearing me?
Yes. Yes. Ask a question.
Oh, I don't know.
We can hear you, Liam. Go ahead.
You can't hear me.
Are you hearing me?
We're hearing you.
Loud and clear.
Yeah, yeah. I just want to ask a couple questions. You know, with regards to the El Comité Willet, is there a committee who is responsible for nominating an individual for knighthood?
No, anyone can nominate. Seconded.
But there's a special committee.
It goes to a committee. There's a committee that has to sanction it and maybe move it forward. But then again, like they were saying on Nevis, like it just coming there, it depends on who recommended it. And I think that one of the recommendations
What I was asking, if a petition was launched to the committee?
They did that. That's one of the requirements. But the folks from the NRP end, like Tessa was saying, politics is involved, so they took it to the extreme and said, you know, as a political party, we know Willet is on this side of the party, this side of the aisle. Let's take the lead, not only on Nevis, but they went over to St. Kitts and got quite a number of signatures as well. That was not necessary for it, but they went way and beyond to show that a vast majority of the people think it's time and it should be done. And give him his due, for whatever it means, you know, being knighthood or whatever it is. But like Tessa said, what comes with it more than anything else? I think you should be given, just like Viv Richards and those guys, get a car, and every 7 years you come to a car the same way, without paying your duties and all those stuff. And when it comes to sport, and then you can send him here, there, and everywhere to represent, or when people come in, he let him be an ambassador, something that you can say where you came from, get him go around. He's still a young man. Go to school, speak to children. Because the coach is back. The guy is still looking young, willing to just do anything.
Speak well too, well spoken too.
Yeah, just having there, sitting down, doing nothing. I said, do something. Not like I was saying here, when people die, you hear all these and see wondering, have they ever heard these nice things in their lifetime? And I would say 99% of the people in Moon that have heard all these nice things, what they're saying, they cried all by themselves when they were going through the thing. I know you hear crying for them now they die. I think that's a waste of time. I mean, God doesn't believe in this night as it coming from the Queen, but I think I'm going with the symbol, you know. I don't care where he comes from, the Queen, King, or whatever. It's like you stand out. And that's a way to say stand out.
But you're saying all that. But what I'm asking is, they have got given an official response. Why they have not been able to do it? They should say something.
No, because I went to the studio and asked the question. I said officially, I'm to the powers that be, and I just said straight to the Prime Minister too, and whomever they have on the committee. We all know the reasons why Willet should
give us one reason why he shouldn't. I haven't got a response, and other people echo the same sentiment. They say that's a good thing, you know. Let us find out why, so we can find out.
Yeah,
either
it
could never happen. It would never happen. If he has to be a politician, because it's only politicians that got it, the five of them. Does he have to stand up on his head? Does he have to walk around the island to show he has strength? Just tell us why he didn't get it, so then we can know what to do. Because in a
response,
he don't believe in this night tool and this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I believe in giving a man his flowers while he's alive. And some dead men out there getting it, the Robert Batchers them. As a matter of fact, I like Batchers, eh? They had a drone ceremony down in St. Kitts. People even make noise about it. I hear some 50,000 they had to shoot his image in the sky with the drones, you know. It was nighttime, 12 o'clock when they did it. And it looked good in the sky, and people felt like you're bringing all these people to spend them $50,000 just to put this picture and image of him in the sky in the night where you look up and see it. As people say, it's beautiful, but they're talking about the money. So I'm saying he's gone. Yes, you're doing something to keep his memories alive or whatever. But we have a living guy here, and they cannot tell me, well, he's only for dead persons, because the Kennedy Simmons, he's alive, and he's a living hero. So they can't say, well, we cannot do it for someone else who's alive. The president already been set.
You know something? What's happening here is that I'm asking, what is the barrier? What is the most serious barrier to having the man honored in the most in the highest way that this society of St. Kitts and Nevis commit.
Let's push it
over. What is the barrier? And hold on. Let me finish my question. And the answer I'm getting is that the powers that be. Now, what I'm looking for is a procedure, a prescribed procedure that says this is how we honor the people who we think are entitled to these merits of award. There doesn't seem to be anything in place that we can identify. Now, that doesn't mean that the gentleman is not entitled to his laurels. He should be given them.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a big open space, it seems to me there's a big open space where the people who have the authority to put something in place are not doing it, and then they'd walk around and they pass the buck and say, well, it wasn't me. It wasn't me that did that. Or it wasn't me that did. Okay, so could we come up some damn name? Who is supposed to do what? Okay? Put some people on this path. Say who's supposed to do what. If there's a committee who's supposed to do this, who are the members of the committee? Call their names out.
That's
put
what
them
I'm asking. How did the others who got it before? That's what I'm asking. What was the requirement to get them there so we can follow it? So we don't want to make a thing on the flight. What? How did the five
Are those requirements prescribed, or did they just come up willingly? Somebody just come up willingly and say, let's do this, and everybody followed, but nobody really put anything in place to say, this is how it's supposed to happen. That's how you get to pass the buck. When there are no prescribed procedures for doing it, and it seems to me that everybody is passing the buck. Who's supposed to do what? The government, the powers that be. That's not definite enough for me. You know?
Okay.
Okay, this is the Prime Minister. The Prime Minister doesn't say, no, it's the Minister of
sports or the Minister of Foreign Affairs. No, that's not my job.
That's what I'm saying. So we need to find that process has started, Cardinal. I cannot say from here, but I was on the ground and I asked those questions. I went on air, I asked the same questions. So the questions are out there and we're waiting for answers. So I'll continue to call in to shows down there and I'm going to pound it until I can't pound it no more. But we've come to the end of the show. So Lynn, say goodbyes and tell us where we can meet tomorrow at 6 o'clock in the p.m. while you're at it. Go ahead.
Yes, another wonderful show. I enjoyed it immensely. And we just invite all who can join us tomorrow at blogtalkradio.com/the cricket show or call 1-515-605-9850. Tomorrow we'll have another topic coming from the laws of cricket by Hyson Christian all the way over there in London, England. And of course we'll explore the opening of the World Cup, the Men's World Cup. We'll touch a little bit of the Rugby World Cup. We'll be touching the reason why Barbados is not named, is not certain that they're going to host the 2024 World Cup, and much more. All the cricket that is being played, those warm-up matches, we'll cover them. We'll be covering the English County Championship. We'll tell you who are the leaders and give you the details. But more so, we're going to explore all the details concerning the Cricket World Cup, who were the past winners, who the prize money. We have all the teams have already named their squads, and we'll go in detail into that. And, of course, we'll have Jatin coming in with the Coach's Corner and Audley with his birthday and anniversary, Walter Henry birthday and anniversary corner as well. So please join us at 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We hear all these and more. And the number again is 1-515-605-9850. And say good morning to Dennis. I haven't heard from him this morning, but I know he's very much a part of what we do on Sunday, and he too will be there to provide his input. Thank you very much, Ivor, and a wonderful show, especially the first hour, which you know I enjoy. You may not hear me singing, but you may hear me humming one day.
Yes, okay. But you send us home. Phil, thanks for coming, too.
Yes, because I didn't hear Lynette this morning, so I hope she's having a wonderful time, wherever she may be. Because I fell through the cracks, so I didn't hear about her or anything. So, morning, Lennox. Good day. And to all fans, friends of the Caribbean Global Voices, have a wonderful Saturday wherever you are, whether it's raining, sunny, hot. Enjoy every moment of it. Have a good afternoon. Take care.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Well, it's been time to come in. Have Tessa coming through this morning also, and we'll have to.
I believe.
Feel like here again on the piano back there. So long, bye bye. Well, folks, we see you again next.
I'm just saying, we're
hearing
Phil
coming in there.
Yeah, that was Phil on the piano back there. Yeah, I started with saying, well, we'll be here doing it all over again next Saturday morning from 9 o'clock until 12 noon. So until then, we want to say, oh, I forgot, Donna came to this morning in flying colors as well, alongside Tessa. And I'll just tell you hello, Cardinal. We briefly got together. Yes. So I make sure to get that out of the way. Seen quite a few persons, but
I guess next week we'll have more time for that too. So before they just get us out of here and cut us off, let us just go ahead and say this last goodbye. That's it.
Lord, we boast and say how proud we are of Antigua. What can Antigua say? The fame of its sons and daughters. We can even say we have a beautiful nation to look up to. For this land is right there looking down on you. Antiguans awake, stop smudging your brain with smoke. We have a job to do. Make this land be proud of you. Yes, for heaven's sake, don't surrender your life to coke. Because drug addiction is eternal affliction. Old boy, beware. This is a life of depravity that you are resigning to. Arise and make this nation proud of you. For when you're down in your coke and you're high, 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 a serious world of waving at you. Goodbye. Mr. Politician, yours is an important role to play. To your sovereign son, close attention you've got to pay. For if you mislead and cause anarchy in this place, brother, the nation's tears will fall right down on your Antiguans awake, stop smudging your brain with smoke. We have a job to do, make this land be proud of you. Yes, for heaven's sake, don't surrender your life to coke. Because drug addiction is eternal affliction. Old boy, beware. This is a life of hopelessness that you are resigning to. Arise and make this nation proud of you. For when you're down in your coke and you're high, 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 a serious world is waving at you. Goodbye. As an Antiguan in my God-given birthland, the Almighty, that brotherly love will cover this country. We boast to the world how much we love one another. Yet in a family feud, we're running down we own brother. Antiguans awake, stop smudging your brain with smoke. We have a job to do, make this land be proud of you. Yet for heaven's sake, don't surrender your life to coke. Because drug addiction is eternal affliction. Old boy, beware. This is a life of depravity that you are resigning to. Arise and make this nation proud of you. For when you're down in your coke and you're high, 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 a serious world of waving at you. Goodbye.
Kaiser Joe out of Antigua there, accompanied by Phil on the piano. Very good, Phil. Very good. Yeah,
thank you.
Folks, that's it. Yes, we will be joining you folks.
Ivor, next payroll from
yes.
To Joe.
Who, Phil?
Yes.
Oh, you wrote some songs for Kaiser Joe as well?
No, I never played Calypso when I did it in Antigua. Since I left, I started.
But he named you. He named
yeah.
You.
Yeah, he has me on a record. He said, Dr. Rock, Phil Hall Pike, Antigua is proud of you. I thanked
yeah.
him when he came to a meeting on November 1st, a state day,
Independence Day. And I thank you for giving me the plug. I got a lot of children.
I brought him.
You brought him? Oh, well, thank you, Leon. Leon, you've done a lot of things to help me. I count you as a big brother.
But I brought him. I was the president then.
Yes, you were the president for a long time. And you were the best president you ever had.
Nope.
Take it from Fred and Phil knows, bitch. Still right, alone.
Yes.
All right, folks. Well, that's it. Good to be back. And Kangal, thank you for holding the reins in my absence.
Yes.
But that's what
yes.
co-hosts are for. We're hosting together. So one out, one in. And this one again, I want to thank you. I had some challenges back here, and the game has been as usual. So I think that's going to be ending, so we might as well have the lady come on in to tell us goodbye.
Goodbye.
Okay, goodbye. Ta-da.